Okay, so I'd like to say welcome today to everybody. Today is Thursday, April 22nd, 2010. So welcome to the next in the series of the Alphabetics of Health conference call. So it's our pleasure to provide this complimentary service to supplement your health and wellness education. We know today that everybody's really busy and it's hard to get to classes, and it's really great if you can come to a class, and then if you miss the class, or if you call in for a class and you miss it, you can get this directly from our website, which is www.dimensionsofhealth.net. So the classes, each one, will be about 10 minutes of education. Obviously, we might go a few minutes over that, but we're going to really stick to 10 minutes as much as we can, and then we'll open the call for questions and answers. So we'd love your feedback about the times. So if you call in on a Tuesday night at 6:30, hopefully this is a time that you can take 10 minutes before you start cooking or while you're preparing dinner. And then the Thursday classes will be held at noon, so we're hoping that you can take 10 minutes of your lunch break. Also, if you think about it and you want to email us ahead of time with your questions, we can answer those during the lecture, or they'll be the first questions answered at the end of the call. So these, as I say, these are all on our website starting now, actually starting today. The allergies class that Morgan gave is already on. So this is Education Week for Nature Sunshine. It's April 19th through the 26th. There are webinars available directly from naturesunshine.com, and if you're a member, you go to the Education Week. There are lots of specials. There were several products available for $5, although I think that date is over. I think that was over yesterday. But there are still fabulous specials available. Also, there are 5 chances to win a free trip to the 2011 convention in Cancun. Are we going, girls?
Yeah. I'm going to win that prize.
Right on. Or we'll qualify. All right. So the next topic that I want to talk about is the Brilliant Body Seminar, which is coming to our town of Pleasanton on May 15th from 9 to 5. The cost for that is only $35, and if any of you have been to these classes before, they are well put together, and the information that you get is fabulous, but the materials are even just astounding. So today, the second topic in Alphabetics of Health is B, for the bothersome bladder. Now, most of the callers are women so far, that's all we have, but men definitely have bladder issues as well. Have any of you ever been known as a camel bladder? Yeah, well, that's my 20, almost 27-year-old daughter. Or are you one of the ones who knows where every nice or nasty public bathroom is within 20 miles? I actually know every single rest stop on Interstate 5, literally from San Diego to Oregon. I know where they all are. The camel bladder obviously only needs a rest stop once in an 8-hour journey, or only gets up once a week after going to bed. Then there are the rest of us. If you think about it, for many years we've been far more able to hold our bladder, as my mother calls it. However, the tissue that has been sturdy all that time loses elasticity, just as our faces and other body parts unnamed. If you blow up a balloon 75 times, it soon will no longer hold air. And our bladders are sturdier than this, of course, but they too can be affected by poor treatment. And I've seen women hold their bladder far longer than they should. And just think about it. You know, it's a watertight bag. But the best thing to do is drink your water and then release it when you have to, not hold it. So have any of you ever sneezed or coughed and had that embarrassing little surprise in your pants? Some women get up from the toilet and just a little more urine escapes, and this is called leaky bladder. It can be caused much like the balloon example I just talked about. Another thing that can cause leaky bladder is constipation. So if you think about it, when the colon is filled to capacity, and I think one of our listeners gave us this fabulous information. If the bladder is filled with to capacity, the colon, then it pushes against the bladder. And so, Cheryl, thank you for that information. In the case of an irritable bladder, there's a constant urge to urinate, even when there's just a small amount of urine in the bladder. And this can be due to dehydration. So remember, drink your water, drink your good water. If you are fortunate enough to have a Bamer, drink your Bamer water. All of this really keeps everything hydrated, which is our goal. And so that another thing that can cause irritable bladder is inflammation of the bladder. So I'm going to talk about the herbs briefly for these two conditions. And then I want you to pay attention and remember, because we're going to be talking about them a little bit more. So one of the herbs is corn silk. This is very nourishing to the urinary system. It's soothing. It reduces inflammation. But it also helps the kidney, the bladder, and prostate dysfunctions, including painful urination. And I hear more about painful urination from the men than I do the women. However, everybody can experience it. So corn silk is also claimed to dissolve kidney stones and sediment. But with stones, there are always more issues to look at. Something else that Nature Sunshine carries is called, two things, are kidney drainage and lymphatic drainage. And these are liquids. What I do with these is I use them what I call homeopathically. You put 15 to 20 drops in a quart of water, and then you drink that throughout the day. Another herb for the bothersome bladder is marshmallow. It soothes and protects the irritated mucous membranes. And just think about it, even the word sounds soothing. So I've had some women strengthen their bladders with daily use of this wonderful supplement, urinary maintenance. It strengthens and builds the bladder. I have one lady who I've never even met, but someone referred her to me because of her leaky bladder probably 15 years ago. She's never seen me as a client. She's never bought another thing from Nature Sunshine, but she buys 3 bottles of urinary maintenance a year, and she's in her late 60s, and her bladder is acting wonderfully. So urinary maintenance contains asparagus stem, dandelion leaf, parsley, corn silk, watermelon seed, dong quai, horsetail, hydrangea, uva ursi, eleuthero root, schizandra, and with 10 milligrams each of magnesium and potassium. You don't have to remember all those things, but I want you to understand, if we're talking about these single herbs and then all together in a combination that helps, then it's just wonderful to know about. So I already talked about corn silk and marshmallow, but just think about watermelon seeds. Well, back when watermelons still had seeds, did you ever chew some just to get a great diuretic effect? It really works. So when the bladder tissue becomes damaged through continuous inflammation, tissues may become chronically inflamed and sore. Now, ulcers can actually develop in the bladder just as they can the stomach or intestines. So the following remedies may be helpful for this. Uva ursi. And I hadn't used uva ursi for a long time, but when Morgan started working with me in our practice, it was something that came to her to use, and now it just flies off the shelf sometimes because we've had such good luck with it. So this is a strengthening urinary system. It's disinfectant and astringent. And because these leaves are also diuretic and antiseptic, these are all important actions. They've been used for bedwetting, bladder infections, kidney congestion, and once again, stones. So they're also, uva ursi is also found in prostate remedies. Now, be aware that sometimes uva ursi can color the urine dark green or brownish green, which is harmless. And we have not seen that, but I always like to tell people, because it's just like if you take cascara and you know it dyes the colon. Well, there's nothing wrong with that, but the doctors, you know how they can be. They fuss. So one caution about uva ursi is not to use it with cranberry buku because it's too astringent. Just use one or the other. Cranberry buku, by the way, is much better used to prevent bothersome bladder. It can be used with infection, but it's better to prevent it. And one of the ways that it works that is really, really fabulous is it causes the bacteria to actually not be able to attach to the sides of the urethra. So it just slips on through. But when the bladder becomes infected, then you need to use other things. Now, in women, it can become infected because of the bacteria in feces. This is especially true when the microflora of the intestinal tract has been upset due to use of antibiotics, birth control pills, steroids, and other medications. A pH imbalance, which means your acid-alkaline balance, also makes us more prone to bladder infections. So the symptoms can be things like pain, itching, burning urination, and urgency. There again, to prevent bladder infections, unsweetened cranberry juice is helpful. I'll tell you, I don't know, the other thing that, let me see if I have that down here. One of the things that is, that bladder infections has been called honeymooner's hell, which is an old-time thought. And I know when I was, if you've ever had a bladder infection, you know what I'm talking about. But when I was registering for college at the University of Arizona, I had my very first bladder infection, and I know every single potty in every single building on the campus, and that's a big campus, so you know how that can feel. So when there is active infection, you add golden seal or olive leaf, JPX. Now, JPX, if there is no kidney inflammation, or ultimate echinacea. So another thing you would add is the bifidophilus, because you want to, again, restore that intestinal flora. So the cranberry buku that we talked about already, it reduces the ability of the bacteria to cling, and it also, when you are working with elder patients and you have incontinent, whether they're elder or if they're bedridden for any reason at any age, or if they're in wheelchairs, whatever, the cranberry buccal retards the degradation of the urine by E. coli. The E. coli, which comes from the feces, makes the urine smell. And so the cranberry buccal continues to retard that degradation, and then it gets rid of the ammonia smell. So JPX is a juniper and parsley, makes it easy to remember, huh? Combination, and it's very tonic. It's also diuretic and antiseptic. So it was originally formulated for prostate issues, but it's great for women's UTIs as well. It has all the single herbs mentioned previously, Dong Quai, juniper berry, uva ursi, parsley. It also has ginger and marshmallow. If I say these enough, you'll remember them, right? So some other things to consider that are good foods for the bladder are black cherry juice, asparagus, watermelon seeds, pure water. These are the things we've already talked about. The treasure chest, which is where I got almost all of this information, mentions 1/4 teaspoon of baking soda in water to relieve cystitis, which is bladder infection. The aromatherapy that we would use are sandalwood aroma chamomile. You can inhale them, you can infuse them, or put some olive oil or grapeseed oil on your bladder area and then rub the oil in. So I really, really appreciate your attendance today, and as promised, I'm ending as soon as I can, and we're going to go to questions. So I'm going to go to off and then mute. I'm getting great directions from my partner here. So if anyone has a question, you push *6, and then you'll come in and I can answer a question for you. Okay, Cheryl, can you push *6 and see if I can hear you?
Hi.
Okay, thanks. All right, then it does work. So are there any questions out there? Thank you, Cheryl.
Dorothy.
Hi, Dorothy. What can I do for you?
Well, I was wondering, which ones would you recommend when we've had this problem?
Which problem?
Well, the urinary or the leakage.
So I would say if I just had to pick one, Morgan, would you pick Uva Ursi? Morgan would pick Uva Ursi, but I would pick urinary maintenance. So, you know, Dorothy, we muscle test, but if you're going to just order for yourself, the one that I really, really like, the urinary maintenance, all of the herbs in there tone the bladder tissue. So they're bringing it back to tone. Just like if you put an astringent on your face,
mm-hmm.
You understand how that works. It tones the pores. So Uva Ursi is in the urinary maintenance, but the urinary maintenance also has vitamins. And so when you're in a depleted situation and you've been taking drugs, you will be in a depleted situation, you need to add back into your health account. So you want to take as many nutrients as you can to build that back up. And it does, you know, my 57-year-old face is never quite going to be the same as it was, but when I take care of it, just like any tissue of my body, then I'll give it as many nutrients as I can to get it to come back to its former glory, shall I say. So I would say urinary maintenance, and that, you know, that's a real good one.
Uh-huh. Okay. Thank you.
I have a question too, Sherry. My 95-year-old mother has been using urinary maintenance for quite a while, mainly for having problems with incontinence, and that only happens periodically or maybe in the middle of the night where she has trouble making it to the bathroom. So what would you suggest in addition to the urinary maintenance?
Well, there again, the Uva Ursi, the one thing you do is you switch things around. So even if she takes it normally, I would add the Uva Ursi, or I would add, because I don't, unless you think it's from bacteria, she doesn't test for bacteria. The Uva Ursi is more astringent. So what happens is with any person, I don't care how old they are, think of a pregnant woman. A pregnant woman has a baby pushing against her bladder, but still the tissue needs to be astringed all the way. So I have a friend whose bladder, when she gets up from the potty, she still has more urine come out. And that's because she hasn't voided completely. And that's usually what happens with older people, but it can happen in young women too. So when you astringe it, you get more urine out when you go, and then it's not, you know, not only does it astringe it, but it tones the tissue. So that would probably help her. But that's great that she's 95, and that's just fabulous.
Would you recommend a higher dose at first?
Of Uva Ursi with the urinary, how much urinary maintenance does she take?
Probably 4 a day.
Oh, that's enough. I would probably say, you know, you may have her take the Uva Ursi before dinner. First of all, it's one of those herbs that's better on an empty stomach. If you have her take it before dinner, she should void completely through the next evening hours before she goes to bed. So I would probably only give her 3.
And just do it once a day.
Yeah, and there again, remember everyone, every single body is different. So if she's 95 and doing this well, you know, 3 is going to be plenty. If you have a urinary tract infection, I would probably take 9. So it's just, you know, it just depends on the situation. Thank you, Jerry.
Thank you, Jerry.
Any other questions? Okay, well, if we have no more questions, that's absolutely fine. I don't want anybody to feel left out. We will get all the bugs figured out eventually if you have had an issue trying to get through. But thank you so much for joining us on the call. And remember, if you have other people that you want to share this little bitty mini lecture with, go to www.dimensionsofhealth.net. And we will talk to you next Tuesday. Have a great day and a great week, you guys.
Thank you, Sherry.
Thanks, Cheryl.